The pre-election period formally starts when His Excellency the Lieutenant Governor issues the writ for the election to take place. So that is due to happen this Thursday, the 12th of August. And what that does, that starts a different period. That starts a period where MHKs are no longer MHKs, where Keys is dissolved, and that's the period that people will start campaigning with fervour ahead of the general election in September.
So what changes will be made in the corridors of power at that point?
So you have an interesting situation there because the government still needs ministers. There are some duties that ministers are responsible for and only ministers can do. So ministers will remain ministers until they are replaced in the new administration. What you will see, however, is work from, especially on the communications front, I think that's what the Manx public will see differently, will be that we need to act responsibly, not to favour any of the prospective candidates. Now, that includes people who are ministers, people who are already MHKs, and those who aspire to be MHKs. So we need to ensure that there's an absolute level playing field, that we're absolutely fair across the board. So the way that we do that is by ensuring that we don't spotlight any particular prospective candidate over another.
Is it achievable, do you think, to make sure that the current people who are ministers aren't seen more than the people who aren't?
You're right. I mean, it's not without its challenges. Now, one of the advantages we have for this particular pre-election period is that the Chief Minister has announced that he's not standing. So that means that we can actually continue to use the Chief Minister for communications purposes because he's not a prospective candidate. So that wouldn't be favouring one over another. So that's a big advantage we've got this time. What you might find is that we might have MLCs, for example, because most of them, at least, are not standing to be candidates in the election. So we could actually use those if we need to. You might see ministers being used for communications. Now, we will strive to only do that if there is something of national importance or something that is of a time sensitivity that actually has to go out and has to go out in a minister's name. We hope that those instances will be few and far between. It doesn't mean, of course, that you won't see those ministers or existing MHKs doing media. What it does mean is that government won't be putting them in the spotlight.
What does this mean from the media's point of view?
Well, what the media would be that we, the government communications family, we will not proactively be putting ministers or departmental members for that moment into the spotlight. The media will, and of course those that are prospective candidates, will wish to generate their own media profiles and speak to the media, but that's their business now. It's not the business of government.
When it comes to the election, it's not all resolved straight away, is it?
No, I mean, the pre-election period is a bit of a strange misnomer because actually the pre-election period will continue until there is a new administration in place. So the current ministers will stay ministers until there are new ministers to replace them. And so we need to continue that level of sensitivity beyond the elections until there are new ministers in place to start making those ministerial statements on behalf of government. So we need to wait for a new government, a new chief minister and new ministers in order to be able to return to kind of business as usual.
We're told the government won't be making policy decisions during PIRDA, during the pre-election period, but that there may be releases, press releases, communication of routine business. What's an example of that?
Things that are day-to-day business, things that the public need to know, we will still put out. What I think the thing to bear in mind is that it's no departures from policy, nothing that's new or innovative. So if the GPs are going to be closed on Wednesday morning, that's a perfectly reasonable thing for us to communicate out. And we will do so, we'll continue to do so. But what you will not see, all being well, is any departures from policy. Now, COVID, of course, presents some real challenges on that. If events change, we may need to change policy, but that's something that that's being worked on now and was talked about extensively in Tynwald to ensure that the current Tynwald members were involved and bought into what the possible eventualities might be going forward. So we hope we've got that covered off. If there is something that has to happen because of a national necessity or a significant change in events, then obviously that will need to happen. The world needs to carry on turning. The island needs to stay safe.
So will you be holding media briefings during the pre-election period?
Yes, if we need to, we will continue to hold media briefings on COVID during the pre-election period. And as I said, the advantage is that at least one of the people who is most frequently at the COVID briefings, the Chief Minister, we will be able to continue using him because he's not a prospective candidate. So the format may change a little. We may need to rely on senior officers for these briefings, as we have done in the past, in fact, and people have welcomed that, I know. So the format may change, but where we have information that the public needs to have, we will continue to ensure that they have it.